You're listening to X-Ray FM, and the following episode is a rebroadcast from the past. Enjoy.
And all hail Optic Echo. Optic Echo coming your way Tuesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. here on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM, streaming online everywhere at xray.fm.
What's that jazz song that goes... I know it sounds like all of them. Hold on. It starts off like... It's like... Okay, hon. It's just like... I know you know the first couple of notes.
I take two.
The optima for reproduction of the auditory phenomena presented here range from setting the audio gain at maximum and disconnecting the speakers versus setting the audio gain at minimum and maintaining the speakers in the circuit. As is customary with other forms of sensory type experience, truth lies midway between the two extremes. It's time for Beats and Pieces. And as you may know, we tend to start out Beats and Pieces here on X-Ray FM with something featuring Wayne Shorter in one way or another. And we'll do so again this time around. But the song we're going to begin with is an arrangement Wayne Shorter wrote of a piece that seems like kind of an unlikely choice. We're going to be listening to Wayne Shorter's arrangement of a piece composed by Leroy Anderson, who at this point is probably best known for the song Sleigh Ride, which you hear any number of times during the Christmas season. But he also wrote quite a number of other tunes which were popular in the late 40s and early 1950s. The one Wayne Shorter chose to arrange is entitled Serenata, and I thought we'd listen to a little bit of the original recording of the piece. This is the Boston Pops Orchestra, recorded in 1949, Leroy Anderson's composition has a bit of a Spanish-sounding intro, and we'll pick it up just before the main theme enters. Okay, that's the Boston Pops playing the main theme from Leroy Anderson's composition called Serenata. And if the sound of that one appeals to you, I should absolutely take advantage of this opportunity to mention a really great program here on X-Ray FM, which you can hear Sundays from 4 to 5 p.m., a show called The Last Schmaltz on the Left, hosted by DJ Primitiva. Really amazing show. Anyway, back to the matter at hand. So, not too surprisingly, it's a nice theme. A number of jazz musicians picked up on this song, Serenata, and recorded it for themselves. I thought we'd listen to one example of it before we get to Wayne Shorter's arrangement. This is a really great group that was put together at the end of the 1950s. They were called the Jazz Tet, led by trumpeter Art Farmer and saxophonist Benny Golson, both of whom play really burning solos on this one. The other thing worth mentioning is that this recording was sort of a big break for pianist McCoy Tyner, who doesn't get to take solo on this one, but he's in the band. So here's the Jazz Tet and their version of Leroy Anderson's Serenata. Okay, that's Art Farmer, Benny Golson, their group, the Jazz Tet, and their look at Leroy Anderson's tune, Serenata. Now we get to Wayne Shorter's arrangement of this piece, and as ever, his approach is a unique one. From the album Alegria, this is Wayne Shorter's arrangement of Leroy Anderson's Serenata, here on Beats and Pieces on X-Ray. Thank you.
Thank you. Love. Thank you.
We begin that set with Wayne Shorter's beautiful arrangement of that Leroy Anderson Chestnut Serenata. Then we heard a couple of short works by Catalan composer Federico Mompou, arranged by pianist Gerald Clayton, from Gerald Clayton's album called Bells on Sand. First, a piece by Mompou, originally composed for violin and piano, called Elegy. And then Gerald Clayton's arrangement of a song by Mompou, setting lyrics by Catalan poet Josep Yanes, a song called Damunt de tu Nomes, or Over Your Body, Only the Blossoms, and Gerald Clayton's arrangement featuring Portuguese singer Maru. And then from a beautiful album by Carlos Aguirre called Melodia que Va, or Melody That Flows, we heard a song called Primera Alegria. Then Afro-Celt Sound System from their album called Release, two tunes that slid into one another, first called Urban Air, second called Big Cat. Then one more from this great recent release by Tigran Hamasyan, the album called Manifest. We heard the lead track, a song called Prelude for All Seekers. And then another great musician from Armenia, Jivan Gasparian, playing the duduk, collaborating on that album with Michael Brook, the album called Black Rock, and the song we heard called Fallen Star. Right now we're listening to Caitlin Aurelia Smith, a track from her EP called Thoughts on the Future, this one called I Miss Seeing You Swim. Here on Beats and Pieces on X-Ray, where radio is yours.